You're with SBS Radio.
I won Miss Quabadoc, which means Miss Beautiful in Noongar language. So, yeah, it was quite an exciting, breathtaking night. Wasn't expecting it, and it was like a dream, really. And it's amazing because I got voted by all my girls, all my peers within the finalists as well. So it was super-duper exciting. And, yeah, NAIDOC Week has been full-on, but it's exciting to represent all young women within our community too.
Yeah. You have to, for our listeners to just explain that the prize you won, you're not the Miss NAIDOC Week, you're Miss Quabadoc. It's awarded by your peers, selected and chosen by your peers, the other contestants out of all the finalists.
Yeah, which was super exciting. So it's like Miss Congeniality kind of thing. So it's an overall sort of prize, I guess. So it's, for the support I've shown the girls, the leadership, and, it was beautiful to be awarded that as well. So it's quite special because there was four winners out of the nine finalists. So it was Miss NAIDOC, Miss Runner-Up, Miss Quabadoc, which I got, and then Miss Photogenic.
And this comes at a specific time because this year's NAIDOC Week is being celebrated under a specific theme, celebration of strong and powerful women who've inspired and helped grow the community. So the theme is Because of How We Can. And this shows, your peers have chosen you for showing, not only being beautiful, but also showing leadership. Tell us about this inspirational role that you play for the community.
It was very, very special, and I'm so glad I did it this year because I've met amazing, influential Indigenous women, because I didn't have many Indigenous women around me that I guess I could look up to, and it's amazing with that. And also the fact that all of them have got the most beautiful story. We all did the program together, that I got voted by the girls, but it's the fact that we can, all of us, not just the prize winners, the finalists, can say they were in Miss NAIDOC and have learnt these skills throughout a six-week program to be able to be amazing role models for our younger generations.
This coming weekend, you'll be playing a very honourable role in the town of
Bassendean.
Yes, Bassendean, emceeing their family NAIDOC celebrations. Tell us about this upcoming event.
Oh, I am so excited because I'm actually a resident in the town of Bassendean, and it's probably one of my first places I've ever felt at home, apart from when I moved over here to Queens I've moved from Queensland to WA, and I was moving a lot with uni, and now I'm at a place and I feel very connected here. And it's beautiful because I get to MC this amazing event, which is one of the biggest in WA as well as Australia, and it's just a massive family reunion, really. Like, we've got it's for our mob, so it's for First Nation people of Australia. But however, we have a multicultural mob come in as well and celebrate our beautiful culture. So I'm super excited, and we've got an amazing lineup of performers, and we've got free food, and I'm super excited.
Yeah, excited the food. What else? Give us a little bit of a hint of what to expect.
So what to expect? So there's going to be amazing Indigenous performers throughout the day.
Yeah.
We've also got Noongar Radio there. We've got a beautiful Elders tent. We've got all these awesome informational stands throughout organisations throughout Perth. And also, I think the Swan Districts Football Club is going to be there, which is going to be teaching the young fellas, I think, like footies or doing physical activities with footballs or something like that. And also, and then there's got to be free food by Kittigin, I think that's what they're called. But it's Indigenous organisation which cooks like food. So there's going to be kangaroo stew, there's going to be damper, there's going to be beautiful curries, and yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. Now, I had the honor of speaking to one of the participants in the show last week, a young lady who runs a fashion and modeling school, and she's partnered with Peter Farmer, a Noongar man, in creating some designs that have been indigenous-inspired designs for shoes and a dress that has been caught the attention of international leading stylists.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So I had a photo shoot with them a couple of weeks ago just to let our residents know that this amazing event's coming on, and also just to give recognition of how important it is for Uncle Peter Farmer to be able to be handpicked by Jimmy Choo and get all these amazing things happen getting choose his design, and it's going global, and I can't think of a more rewarding man. And I'm so sorry, her name has slipped my mind, but she was an absolute beautiful person, and I'm so excited to see their little fashion parade there as well, and just see all the amazing girls. And also I'm so excited, one of my girls, who's also Aboriginal, I can't think of her name right now, but she's going to be presenting for the first time in front of our mob, is going to be doing a modelling catwalk as well. So I'm super excited for her.
Now, before I let you go, any message to the community and the mob out there?
Oh my gosh, I've got so many messages, but always just keep going. There's going to be extremely hard times, but you've got to push through and make sure you yarn up strong when you're going through bad times as well. So talking up strong.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.